Want to get your business in front of real sports fans? The Fade Route with DNZ reaches over 1,000 listeners every month. We drop fresh episodes every week and stay active on social media so your brand doesn't just get heard, it stays top of mind. Local, loyal, passionate. That's our audience. Are you ready to be part of the in crowd? Let's talk about how we increase your foot traffic and get people to visit your website. Email us today at faderoutemail@gmail.com or message us on our socials at faderoutepodcast on IG or slide in our DMs on X at faderoutednz so we can find the best package for you. It's the option where we give you our picks for the week. It is the option for NFL Week 13, and what a week it has been so far. We are already not one, not two, not three, but four games deep in this week. And so far, D, you are 3-1 on this week. And that takes you to second place. Liz Staples snapping up the lead with 117. D, you're only four games behind. I am one game behind you at 112. The lovely Rita Sanchez is right behind me at 111. And then enter who's Ben Bean with 99 points. Rounding out the top five. There is still time to play along with us. Make that push. Go to our CBS Sports League account, The Option 2025, and play along with us. It is free. It is fun. It is fantastic. So, let's talk about Sunday. The 9-2 Los Angeles Rams go into Charlotte to take on the 6-6 Carolina Panthers.
Rams roll.
Rams all day. 98-2 on CBS Sports in favor of the Rams. The 8-4 San Francisco 49ers go into Cleveland to take on the 3-8 Cleveland Browns.
Pain. 49ers.
Give me the Niners. Give me the Niners.
Oh, you know what, though? They do. Cleveland does play defense. And the last time the 49ers played there, I'm pretty sure they lost. I'm pretty sure that Brock Purdy almost got murdered last time he was there. So
that's possible. I mean, Myles Garrett will get his. Because Myles Garrett get his. He gets his, right? Now, what about the rest of the team? I'm going to take the Niners. The 6-5 Houston Texans go into Indy to take on the 8-3 Indianapolis Colts.
I'm taking the Texans. I don't know why CBS has the Colts.
CBS says it 83-17 in favor of the Colts. Now, I'm going with the Texans as well, especially with the Daniel Jones fibula situation. Yeah, no. Pin your ears back, Daniil Hunter. Pin your ears back, Will Anderson. And have a day. Have a day. The 2-9 New Orleans Saints go into Hard Rock to take on the 4-7 Miami Dolphins.
Dolphins.
I am going to go with the Dolphins as well. It's 96-4 on CBS Sports. And the Saints firmly in the driver's seat for a top five pick. The 4-7 Atlanta Falcons go into MetLife to take on the 2-9 Lupus J-E-T-S Jets.
I'm going to go with the Falcons.
The Jets don't have a quarterback. Like, they have Taylor, but is he really a quarterback at this point? Fields is a waste.
They don't have a quarterback.
They don't have a quarterback. At this point, play Cook. See what you got with Cook. Like, why not? The Falcons, they still have something to play for. It is slim, but they're not knocked out yet. They're not the Jets and not the Giants. There's still an opportunity there. And I think that the Falcons will take home. The 3-8 Arizona Cardinals go into Tampa Bay to take on the 6-5 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
You know, I originally chose the Cardinals, but I'm going to switch it over to the Buccaneers. I think the Buccaneers can win this game.
It's 90-10 in favor of the Buccaneers. And I am going to concur. I think the Bucs still have enough to get it done. I am tempted. I'm absolutely tempted to take the Cardinals, but I'm not going to bite on bait.
The 7-4 Jacksonville Jaguars go into Nashville to take on the 1-10 Tennessee Titans.
Jaguars.
Yeah. We could be looking at a 1-16 season. We could be looking at something really fucking bad. Historically bad for the Titans. Good job. Jaguars take this one home.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Check out Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D&Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green lights, and our top 1-2-3 fantasy sits, or red lights. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D&Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D&Z.
We're into the 4 o'clock hour. The 4-7 Minnesota Vikings go into Lumen Field to take on the 8-3 Seattle Seahawks. No JJ.
No JJ. Seattle.
This is going to be ugly. I have a feeling it's going to be ugly on both sides.
It'll be ugly.
Yeah. I have a two-pick day for Sam. It's just not, you know, it's just going to be an ugly, ugly fucking game. Jason Myers with like 3 field goals. You know, see, you know, go Hawks. Hawks win, but it's going to be an ugly fucking game. The 2-9 Las Vegas Raiders go into SoFi to take on the 7-4 Los Angeles Chargers.
The Chargers.
Give me the Chargers. Give me the Chargers. The Raiders, I don't know what the hell they are. Like, they're just the very definition of mediocre. The Giants have a pulse, right? They have one more loss, but the Giants at least have a pulse. The Jets and the Raiders are kind of in the same boat, just like there. You're there, waiting for the season to end. The 7-4 Buffalo Bills go into the Steel City to take on the 6-5 Pittsburgh Steelers.
I think the Bills win this game. They find a way to win the game.
This is going to be a tough one. I don't know what you're going to get from Aaron Rodgers. Like, pain management's going to be a shoot it up. Give me the Toradol. Shoot that motherfucker up. The Bills' defense has not been great. I talked myself into it. I'm going to go with the Steelers. Scared money don't make money. Here we go. The 9-2 Denver Broncos in our Sunday night special go into Landover, Maryland to take on the 3-8 Washington Commanders.
Broncos.
Broncos, huge. CBS has 98-2 in favor of the Broncos. And your Monday night delight, a matchup of two young stud quarterbacks. Jackson Dart and the 2-10 New York Football Giants go into Foxborough to take on Drake May and the 10-2 New England Patriots.
Pats.
Oh, as much as I want to pick the Giants, because this is the game they would win, like this is the kind of stupidity that they would do, that they would have. We're 2-10. Let's go on a heater. Let's fucking go. I gotta say, the Patriots will be ready. Mike Vrabel will not tolerate that. Mike Vrabel will not accept that. And it's gonna be a long night for Mr. Dark. And I think Jameis will probably get in the game, because there will be at least one trip to the blue tent for Mr. Dark. At least one. At least one. That he's averaging one per start. So there's that. Begrudgingly, I'm going to take the Patriots. Playing with my head, not with my heart. Those are our picks. What are yours? Join our league. There is still time. Go to our CBS Sports Pick 'em League, entitled The Option 2025. Sign up today. It is fun. It is free. It is fantastic. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week.